Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Dream Play Write. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywrite.com. For the last couple weeks, I've been talking about how to use Wednesday's commitment, attract, to create stillness in your mind. Send your intention out into that stillness, and then be open to receiving whatever it is you want as your intention enters your reality. But as anyone who has ever tried meditating can affirm, clearing your mind of all those distracting thoughts is easier said than done. However, a couple listeners have generously shared their experiences, and I think you'll benefit from hearing them. Maggie wrote in and said, "When I meditate, I too get distracted, sometimes inordinately so. I set aside 20 minutes a day, twice a day, morning and evening. However, remnants of my dreams return, and images of what my day is going to hold flood my morning practice, while a day full of events, encounters, and emotions invade my evening intention of quiet time. So here's what I do to rise above the distractions. I don't even try to chase them away, because that intention seems to taunt them into latching back onto me. I choose a word that's meaningful, even sacred to me. Something that comes easily to mind without being distracting. Perhaps one that expresses my intention. Something like abundance, or peace, or inspiration, or clarity, or flow. When a distraction comes to mind, I immediately send it down the river and return to my sacred word. It might look like this. I quiet myself and repeat my word slowly, a few times, encouraging myself to go deeper within. Flow, flow, flow. Time passes. Soon a thought comes to mind. Oh, I need to call. Send it down the river. Flow, flow. More time passes. Another thought intrudes. I wonder if that movie is out yet. Send it down the river. Flow, flow. And so it goes. With daily practice, it seems like the thoughts don't come as often, and the time goes more quickly. Meditation is a really healthy component of a writer's life. It's surprisingly productive. Emma says, "So I tried something different. Instead of closing my eyes and just zoning out, I stared out my window as the rain fell, mindlessly rubbing a pebble between my fingers. It worked, and the ideas flowed, and will hopefully keep flowing." Emma and Maggie use two different approaches to clear their minds. But as I say a lot, different things work for different people. And you might find that your solution is as simple as rubbing a pebble between your fingers. Or you might find that creating a river in your head and sending your thoughts floating away, like Moses on the Nile, is a good way for you to clear your mind. Remember, not all thoughts are unwanted. If you're creating a landscape in your mind, for instance, you're thinking. But it's helping you relax, so there's no need to chase it away. When I meditate, what I do is breathe deeply and envision my active brain as a tree. When I have a thought that distracts me from stillness, I picture the thoughts falling from the branches like leaves. You could even take it a little further and imagine the leaves piling up at the base of the tree, then being raked away. Whatever works for you. But it takes practice, you guys. As Maggie said, the intrusive thoughts don't come as often when you practice this every day. How do you clear your mind to meditate and create an inner calm? That's the subject of our first forum discussion, and you can add your answer and keep the discussion going at dreamplaywrite.com/forum/attract. dreamplaywrite.com/forum/attract. I hope to see you there. And thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Play Write is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywrite.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.